Hello everyone and welcome. This is Uncle Bear. 欢迎来到我是熊叔。今天我们继续来看剧学口语。
Rachel 开始在新的公司上班了，不再是一个 waitress 吧。结果 Ross 也遇到了自己的情敌。这会儿呢 ，Chandler 和 Joey 正在怂恿他去做点什么事儿。如果再不做什么事儿的话，
I don't know you guys.
All right, fine. Don't do anything. Just sit here and talk to us. Meanwhile, she is talking to him about you.And he's being Mr. Joe sensitive. And she starts thinking maybe this is the guy for me because he understands me.
And before you know it, she's with him. And you'll be all, oh, man. And he'll be all, yes. Right? And us, we'll be like, oh, dude. Right? And pretty soon, you'll be like, hard. And...Well, I can't go. Rachel and Mark might be there. And we'll be like, man, get over it. It's been 4 years.
He paints quite a picture, doesn't he?
Chandler 的描述还可以啊，是我们正常人都会这么说。然后 Joey 来了一段非常具有演技的描述。Oh, man, yes. Whoa, dude.Hi, Joey 描述的绘声绘色，而且非常的像，尤其是 Ross 那个标志性的打招呼。Hi, 那 Chandler 对 Joey 的这一段描述是怎么评价的呢？他说 ，He paints quite a picture, doesn't he? Paints quite a picture, paint a picture， 字面意思理解，画了个画。我们可以说在脑子里画了个场景，对不对 ？Paint a picture, it means to describe something very vividly， 是描述了一幅场景，而且是绘声绘色的描述，这叫 paint a picture 啊。比如说，熊叔还没和女神正式约会呢，就已经想好结婚一周年要在哪家饭店烛光晚餐了。哎呀，你不懂啦，我看女神第一眼的时候，连儿子的名字都想好了。我们结婚以后啊。So, I do paint quite a picture. 想象力有点丰富啊。其实呢，多说一嘴，在我们学英语的过程当中，我们想去了解或者使用某个表达，我们也可以经常去 paint a picture, 描绘一个场景，然后在这个场景当中使用我们学过的这些表达。这也是把我们所学的内容由输入变为输出的一个非常好的方法。不信你试一试，今天就脑补一个场景来使用一下 paint a picture 吧。今日打卡内容 He paints quite a picture, doesn't he? He paints quite a 连起来，然后 doesn't he 也连起来。我们注意在连 doesn't he 的时候，我们 N 直接吞掉 T， 再吞掉后面的 H， 直接连 E， doesn't he? He paints quite a picture, doesn't he? 你学会了吗？不要忘记脑补一个场景使用今天的表达哈，就像熊叔和他的女神一样。不要忘记阅读原文语音打卡，让熊叔听到你的声音。更多看剧学英语，敬请关注熊叔英语